Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, let's do some cardio for the brain. Get the brain rolling. I don't know. What day is it?
It's Thursday.
It is Thursday? God, I'm messed up. For a minute, I thought it was Tuesday. And I don't know.
Nothing will ruin your Thursday more than finding out it's Tuesday.
Yeah, no matter what's going on in your life, y'all, it can't be as bad that you think it's Tuesday. And so it's only up from here. All right, our impossible sound this morning. I want you to help us guess our impossible sound. You can start texting us at 800-992-1099. What do you think this is? What sound is that? What's making that sound?
Sounds like a goat.
It sounds like a goat. I can tell you it's not a goat. No, it does sound like one, though. Yeah, I would definitely go with goat.
If I say lamb, is that any different?
No, it's not. Okay. It's still not going to work. 800-992.
Picture a little baby lamb.
Impossible sound. If that was the sound and it was a goat, people would be like, what's so impossible about that?
I know.
Yeah. All right. Good try, though. 800-992-1099 Texas. What sound do you think that is?
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Impossible sound. What do you think this is? 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right. 800-992-1099. We got some great, great texts coming in. A rubber chicken or a dog toy was a guess.
I could definitely hear that. Our dog had one of those. Oof.
A kid laughing while making a goat noise. Somebody else guessed a kid laughing. An American woodcock bird. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the old American woodcock.
I don't know what that is, but it's not that. What it is, though, is this is a kitten that the kitten sounds like, obviously, a goat. But the noise is coming from a kitten. Isn't that crazy?
I can't even picture it coming from a cat.
Well, I know it's hard to do, but you can see the video now. It's been posted on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, and you can watch the sound being made. This kitten that sounds like a goat. It's on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Go and check that out. Thank you all for your texts and your calls. And see, think about our brain now. We have gone to places, we've gone to depths at 6:26 in the morning that you would never imagine your brain is gone.
I heard a kitten that sounds like a goat, and I learned there's a thing called an American woodcock.
Yes, bird, so. You see, we are at places you never thought you'd go. The more you know.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Emotional week for Kane Brown. He lost his drummer in an automobile accident last weekend. Heartbreaking.
Yes.
This guy's name's Kenny, and he'd been with Kane since the beginning. And you got to understand, you know, when you're going to start up a new country music band and, you know, you launch this thing. I think he launched this project on Facebook, and people laughed at him. And they said, this is never going to work. But Kenny was the only guy that stuck with him. So last night, CMT Artist of the Year Awards, Kane Brown takes a moment to recognize Kenny.
Thank y'all so much. I want to dedicate this to my drummer, Kenny. He started with this. He started with me coming out of Chattanooga off Facebook. People didn't think we would make it. He was with me the whole time. He was so supportive of me. And I love you, man. I miss you. The band misses you.
So that's Kane Brown.
So sad.
Following up on that, Thomas Rhett accepts an award, but he also gets in the moment with Kane Brown and his former drummer, Kenny.
I don't know if this is very conventional, but can I just pray really fast? Is it okay with everybody? Father God, we love you so much. Loss is something that we can't comprehend. And so right now I pray that you would be with Kane and his family and his drummer, Kenny, and his family. And bring them peace that only you know how to bring somebody. And thank you for this night. God bless country music. We love you, Jesus. And in your name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all so much. Appreciate it.
That's Thomas Rhett. And then now here we go with Sam Hunt, who's back with a new song called Kinfolks. And he performed last night. And the performance we want to give you is Sam Hunt performing Reba's hit Fancy. Listen to this. It was red. done, Sam Hunt. Man,
that's awesome.
Really good.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna dab a little bit of perfume on my neck and she kissed my cheek.
Oh, he can sing.
And I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to...
Man, he can release that. I'd listen to that.
And then she looked at me and took a ragged
and re-released it.
Said your paws run off. I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death.
There it is, Sam Hunt, Fancy last night, CMT Artist of the Year Award. That was great, great work by Sam Hunt. I'm impressed. If you would tell me Sam Hunt's gonna sing Fancy, I'd go, oh, well, I gotta see this, but not for those reasons. That is awesome.
Yeah, I would definitely download that if you were to re-release it.
I don't think he's going to do it.
I know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably not.
Sam Hunt's very unpredictable career. So
you really like it.
Emotional moments last night. Great performances at the CMT Artist of the Year Award.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Kids, man, they just have these moments once in a while. You never see it coming, and they'll blow you away and either make you cry or make you laugh or do both. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Listen to this kid. She wakes up from her nap and tells her dad, she like gets up, you know how you're tired, you're like, and you do a little stretch, yeah. And then she tells her dad her nap was awkward. Listen.
That was awkward.
That was awkward.
That was awkward.
That was awkward.
Oh, it's so cute.
Isn't that fantastic?
Like, just, her parents must say awkward a lot.
Right.
That's
I mean,
they pick that stuff up, right?
They do, and but they don't really know how to use it, right?
Right. So that was awkward.
Yeah, you don't really wake up from a nap, and like at least adults, and you go, oh, that was awkward.
Well.
No, but she, in her world, the nap was awkward.
Yep.
So there you go.
I bet some people can relate.
That was awkward.
You wake up after going out one night, and you're like, well...
Oh, yeah, I guess it has happened
awkward.
Before, yeah. I'm a little older than that, though. All right, guitar pull artist Jordan Davis is on Slow Dance in a Parking Lot.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
I never hear about inappropriate Halloween decorations. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. But man, I was wrong. There's this guy, and he had a Halloween decoration. I think this is funny. It's a mooning pumpkin. It's
yeah. So it looks like a scarecrow.
Yeah,
but it's got a pumpkin face and a pumpkin butt.
It's a pumpkin butt, and he's pulling his scarecrow pants down to moon people.
He's turned around, so his backside showing towards the road.
Right,
and then he has his pants down, and then the little pumpkin.
I love
butt
how you're
showing.
You're so explicitly describing a moon. Like,
well, because it's some it's people like who have not seen a mooning pumpkin before may need the description.
All right. Well, here's the story. So I guess the neighborhood association was like, sir, you cannot have a mooning pumpkin up in the neighborhood.
My.
I think this is great. Here's the story.
It's a pumpkin man that is mooning with his rear end being pumpkins. So we said, well, make it less offensive, and that's what we put the sign up saying it's been censored. Great feedback. People laughed. Lots of picture taken. People stopped their cars. And it's purely just to break up the monotony of life, a little bit of fun. This is the time where we have a little bit of fun. Make sure we all are a little bit more understanding and have a little bit more sense of humor.
Man, I think this is awesome.
Who complained about the pumpkin butt?
I'm going to... Can we check Amazon? Can you buy a mooning pumpkin sign?
I mean, you can buy anything.
I'm getting one today. I'll get it on Prime if I have to. It'll be delivered by 9 tonight if I hit it in the next hour and 48 minutes, probably. But I'm telling you, this was really great. A mooning pumpkin, he's had it up before. Neighborhood Association said people were offended. You know that only means one person. Because that's just 2019, right? One person's offended.
Yeah, but that's all it takes.
Now
the HOA got involved, and it is kind of funny how he put up the censored sign, censored by
over the
HOA.
Butt. Here's the thing. It was not a butt. They were pumpkins. It wasn't even a real butt. It was just pumpkin butt.
Exactly. I'd be like,
pumpkin
my
butt's
pumpkin.
Different than real butt.
I'm
leaving
my fake scarecrow with
Kevin,
a pumpkin
you wouldn't
butt.
Be offended at this.
No.
Would you put it up?
Probably.
Me too.
Why not?
I think it's my kids would think this was great.
People have graveyards in their front yard for Halloween.
I know. My kids bought skeletons that are half in the ground and half out of the ground. Every morning I walk out and I look and I'm like, I wish that thing would go away. It's the worst. It's the first thing I see when I leave the house is a skeleton hanging out of the ground. I'm like, oh, man.
That is more not, obviously, I don't find that offensive. But then there's houses, too, that you walk by and all of a sudden one of the ghouls is like, and it scares the crap out of you, I have a problem with that.
They should have hired you to do that voice there. Do that again.
I don't know that I can replicate that.
Try it one more time.
No, I think I'm good.
Really? You stumbled on greatness and you can't do it again?
Yeah, sometimes you gotta know, when you peaked.
All right, well, good. You hit your moment there. But anyway, feel free to text us. Are you offended by this man's mooning pumpkin butt? It's a pumpkin. It's not even a butt. It's just a couple of pumpkins that look like a big butt. I'm bummed out about this.
Are you bummed?
Get it?
Oh, my gosh. I'm offended by that.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, so this guy was just trying to have fun. He put a Halloween decoration up. It was like a pumpkin man who was mooning people that would walk up to it. You know, it was a pumpkin butt because he was a pumpkin man. Yep. And the neighborhood association said, hey, this is offensive. Somebody's upset, and you gotta take this down. Well, so we put a big censored sign over the pumpkin butt.
Which is pretty funny. Instead of just ripping the whole thing down.
Yeah. It's good creativity on his part. It's just a shame it had to happen because I think it's really funny, really cool. Just having fun, man.
Wouldn't you just want,
fun.
And I know this is kind of being a crap starter, but wouldn't you want to just kind of leave it and so it escalates? Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to call the cops on your pumpkin butt?
I think they'll take you to court. Those HOAs.
Really?
Oh, those yes. HOAs have a lot of power.
And then you're going to get sued over a pumpkin butt?
100%. And then you have to pay for their legal fees, your legal fees. You might lose.
I don't think I'm ready to live in a house then.
They could. You can find a neighborhood without an HOA.
That's right.
Yeah, but okay.
Sometimes those neighborhoods aren't good because.
Well, there's crap in the yards.
Well, things can happen, and nobody's really enforcing, so.
It's a double-edged sword.
I know, but then I do wonder, So if the person complains and they said, hey, there's a pumpkin butt mooning me, I don't want to see it. Well, I don't know. Can't the neighborhood association say, well, we're just not going to do anything about it. We don't care. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. Does it only take one complaint?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Do they have to do something? I guess they do. I wouldn't want to live there. I would put up two pumpkin butts.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I put up five. One for each of my kids. I'd say, oh, you don't like my pumpkin butt? These are my kids' pumpkin butts.
Did you see my little mini pumpkin butts?
I would just say, hey, my kids have, the inmates run the asylum. These are my kids' decorations. I tried to take them down. They told me if I did, there'd be a coup attempt. They would overtake the house. Mm-hmm. I believe them, and I'm scared for my life, and I'm not taking them down.
As you should be.
So then they can sue the kids, and then the judge can say to the neighborhood association, you sued kids because of pumpkin butts. That's how you do it.
Do you see, though?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it kind of be fun to let it escalate a little bit?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you have to dumb it down to the level of how ridiculous this is.
Yes.
And then maybe people say, oh, this is ridiculous.
Like, are you really going to pay legal fees to fight this? It just doesn't make sense to me.
We have some texts coming in.
People said this isn't even that bad compared to the pumpkin boobs. So somebody sent us a picture, and they've replaced the boobs, obviously, with two pumpkins. And the pumpkin female is unzipping her hoodie.
I feel like, I think you would be, I don't know. I feel like more people could be offended by that than the pumpkin butt, I think.
Oh, I'm sure. And then Lori said, people who are offended by pumpkin butts need to wear some horse blinders to get through life. And someone from Tampa said, at Christmas, I've seen people who put their reindeers in humping positions. This is not offensive at all. It's hysterical.
It is how they procreate, and, so I don't know if that's part of it or what, but never had that, never seen that in my neighborhood. I've seen it on, National Geographic and the Wildlife Channel, but, I don't know. I don't know if people would like that.
How are lighted reindeers supposed to exist if,
right.
They don't recreate?
There's got to be, the life, it's the circle of life.
The circle of life.
Correct. All right, so there you go. Thanks for your text this morning. We've obviously got a wide array of thoughts and perspectives. That's good. Pumpkin butt continues.
He can stay.
He can stay. He just got to censor his butt, and that's where we are. All right, speaking of pumpkin butts, coming up next, it's what you doing at the courthouse.
That's the ridiculous segue ever.
I was told to tease more and just tease.
Okay.
So I want to make sure I got it in there so you knew what was coming up next. So that you understand, we've got people. Kyle is at the courthouse.
Okay.
Kyle will be asking people what they're doing at the courthouse. Usually what happens is when we get their answer, you probably go, a pumpkin butt could have described this better. Sometimes that's kind of like, you know what I mean? That's why I'm trying to bring it all together.
Got it.
Get what I'm saying?
Sort of.
Okay.
I hope someone's at the courthouse today and they're like, well, my neighbor complained about my scarecrow with a pumpkin butt.
No, I don't think it's. It might happen. I don't know. But it's next on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QYK.
Kyle is in downtown Tampa asking people, what you doing at the courthouse? He's walking up to somebody right now, and here we go.
What's he doing at the courthouse?
Trying to file a civil court case on someone that took my
So what did they take?
I gave them like three big boxes of all my memories and stuff, and I was told that she got kicked out of her house and all of my stuff was thrown out with it. So I'm trying to get money or my stuff back.
So is this your friend? You know this person?
No, not really. I kind of like gave it to a friend's friend yet.
Yeah. So well, how's it looking now? So would you rather have the money or would you rather have the stuff back?
Stuff, because it was all my memories. Oh, wow. And all of my postcards and everything that I loved.
All right, well, good luck to you.
So I gave all of the things I love about my life's memories to a friend of a friend. Okay.
Do you know the person? No,
not really. I mean, why would I?
Are just not adding up.
Gave them every personal treasure I ever had. Why would I know them?
Here are my most prized possessions.
Man, the judge is going to have fun with that one. Judge, who was the person? I have no idea. Okay. Kyle's walking up to somebody else and asking, what you doing at the courthouse? Here we go.
What you doing at the courthouse today?
Dealing with some crazy issues right now.
Psycho.
Wait, what's going on?
Ex going crazy, that's so.
Who's ex?
He don't like my new babe.
All right, thank you.
Believe that man showed up to court this morning with his new bae, is what he said, and she seems excited about it. Let's make sure that's what he said. Well, let's go back here. There you go. This is him introducing her.
You don't like my new bae.
Absolutely correct. That is the new bae.
Can't be messing with the new bae, you know?
You don't like my new bae.
It's crazy when take your new bae, your first date with your new bae's court. That's like, man, it's just
keeping
like
keeping it classy, Tampa.
Absolutely. This is my new bae, and here's a court case. Thomas Rhett is on now. This is new music. You always get it first. Tom 99.5 QIK.
Old bae and new bae.
It's Remember You Young on QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
That's Thomas Rhett, new music, Remember You Young, 99.5 QYK. Thomas Rhett had quite a moment last night at the CMT Artist Awards. You know, King Brown won an award, but he tragically lost his drummer over the weekend. His drummer's name was Kenny, and Kane and Kenny have been around since the beginning. They started this together in Chattanooga. They linked up on Facebook and started playing little clubs in Chattanooga. Well, nobody ever thought Kane Brown would result to anything. And this guy, Kenny, his drummer, stuck with him the whole time. Like I said, tragically lost over the weekend. Well, after Kane Brown goes up, accepts his award, Thomas Rhett goes up and accepts another award and then takes this moment on behalf of Kenny.
I don't know if this is very conventional, but can I just pray really fast? Is that okay with everybody? Father God, we love you so much. Loss is something that we can't comprehend. And so right now I pray that you would be with Kane and his family and his drummer Kenny and his family and bring them peace that only you know how to bring somebody. And thank you for this night. God bless country music. We love you, Jesus. And in your name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all so much. Appreciate it.
It's Thomas Rhett last night, CMT Artist of the Year Awards, accepting his award for that. All right, callers 9 and 10, we are in now for Pig Jig this weekend. It's Jake Owen, 800-992-1099.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Pig Jig, it is sold out this weekend. Jake Owen performing on Saturday night. But we've got tickets for you to win. And Tina and Elizabeth will be competing now. Tina, you were the ninth caller. You got in first, so you'll start. We're going to give you a category. You have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Elizabeth, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing in that category. Then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. All right. We've got 5 seconds on the clock. In honor of, you know, Halloween, people are putting things in their front yard, decorations, pumpkins, that kind of thing. Name things in front yards. Tina, go.
Grass. Trees. Bushes. Cars. Flowers. Sidewalk. Driveway. boat, sign, oak tree, mailbox, palm tree, bicycle, pine tree, motorcycle, kids playing, grown ups, decorations, scarecrow, pumpkin, leaves, lawnmower, roller skates, trash cans, snow. That'll do.
5 seconds is up.
That was so good, ladies.
Tina, congratulations, Tina. No one knows front yards like you.
Yeah. The front yard you were describing sounds like it needs to be cleaned up a little bit.
A little bit.
Roller it skates, bicycles.
A lot of stuff. It almost sounds like there must be a yard sale going on in that front yard. But Tina, congrats. Big Jig Jayco in this Saturday, okay?
Awesome.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Man, I read this and I went, whoa, this is crazy. And we're all guilty of it, most of us at least. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Each of us spend over $2,000 a year in impulse buys. Mm. And almost all of us regret it. We don't, so you buy something impulse buy, you see it online, right, Amazon or wherever.
Or the dollar section at Target.
Or that. And you go, I'm so excited I got this. And they said, we do this $2,000 a year, whether it's one thing or a bunch of different things. But we spend over $2,000 a year in impulse buys. But we wind up regretting nearly every dollar we spend, which means the impulse buys really aren't that interesting. And we're just wasting our money. Mm. What's the last impulse buy you bought, do you think?
I don't even know. Do I ever really plan on buying things besides stuff for the house? You know what I mean? Like, when I go into Target, it's kind of all impulse buys outside of the things I was actually there to get.
Kevin, impulse buy? Oh, let me, there you go.
Yeah, it's not recent, but I bought a video game and really wanted it. I was just sitting there at Best Buy. I was like, oh, man, this would be fun to play. I've never put it in the system.
What'd it cost?
I think it was like $25.
Why didn't you play it?
I just haven't felt the urge since I bought it.
Wait a
Isn't
minute.
That weird? I was in the middle of other games, and by the time I was done with those, I'm like, I really don't want to play that. So I just have never played it.
Kevin's lost the urge to game?
No, certain games.
The urge to buy it beat out the urge to actually play it.
Yes.
I think you're a hoarder. Isn't that kind of what a hoarder?
Well, we've already discussed that. Have you seen our office?
Yeah, he is kind of a hoarder. Mm-hmm. All right.
What about you? Oh, by the way, I did think of the last impulse buy. It was a whole bunch of vases from Home Goods.
Vases?
Yeah, that I thought I could use for the wedding reception. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to save money. I'll buy them at Home Goods. And they're all these various sizes for candles and flowers and stuff. I have no use for them, so I have to return them all.
Mm. Yeah, well.
But they looked really cool at the time.
That's good. What do they cost? Like, what does something like that cost, you think?
I mean, I think I spent about $100.
I bought a GoPro. That was my last impulse buy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I like it. I love it, actually. Yeah, use it all the time.
So that was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, so far, but it's like they say you got to give it the course of the year, and then most of these impulse buys, we all kind of fall apart.
$2,000.
$2,000 a year in impulse buys. I wonder, though, is it like, does that count like food? You know what I mean? Because you know how like you really want to eat something, and you get it, and you're like halfway through, you're like, why did I get this? Like it's, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No, Melanie's like, I don't know what you mean.
I like it. I don't know. When I get my food, I eat it. I'm never like, I shouldn't have got this.
We have some texts coming in. Feel free to text us. What was your last impulse buy? And did you regret it? 800-992-1099. First text we just got. Bucks season tickets.
Oh!
Every year.
That's a definite regret.
That is expensive, too.
Shots fired. Expensive.
You know what, though? I feel like, I know you're buying them and you want to win. You want to win every game. I still feel like the experience is always there regardless. Like, you know what I mean? The tailgating, the hanging out with your friends. I feel like Kevin's shaking his head no. He's like, I'm not buying it.
No, I'm not.
No, okay. What was your last impulse buy? Did you regret it? Almost 100% of us regret our impulse buys within a year, and it's $2,000 a year, the average price of the impulse buy. Text us 800-992-1099. And Travis Denning, this is After a Few.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
I'm gonna take it slow.
love cereal. I think Kellogg's just did you a solid. This is great. I mean, I think more food companies should do this. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. They mix six cereals together?
Yes. So six of people's favorite cereals, they're mixing them all together, and that's why it's going to be called All Together Cereal.
I don't even know the cereals. It just tastes good, like I'm imagining it. And I don't even know the cereals.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you the cereals, and let's see if you still want to try it. So it's Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, Frosted Mini Wheats, Raisin Bran, and Corn Flakes.
I'm in.
All together.
It sounds great. I put some bananas in there, some ice-cold milk. I don't know what's... Kevin?
I'm not a big cereal guy, but that sounds good. I mean, when you start off with Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's sounds good. Put some strawberries and bananas, maybe some
Which
blueberries.
Which one's your favorite out of all of those, out of all the six?
Rice Krispies.
Really?
Yeah.
The Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
You'll never guess which one mine is because everybody hates on me for it.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Raisin Bran.
Ooh. I like Raisin Bran.
Oh, good.
I do. Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, Rice Krispies is just really good with bananas, but I love Raisin Bran.
See, people always made fun of, like, my brothers and stuff because they would have Lucky Charms and they liked all the sweet stuff, the Frosted Mini Wheats. And I was like, ooh, give me that Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran is really, really good. Yeah, I love Cheerios. Like, I think Cheerios are good.
You probably eat a ton of those because the kids, right?
I don't, but we're not big cereal people.
Got it.
But, yeah, when I was growing up, you know what I did once? I put ginger ale instead of milk in the Cheerios.
Ah.
No, try it. Try
what?
It. Try it. Try it.
Were you under the influence of anything when you decided to try
it? I was under
that?
The influence of an imaginative childhood.
Okay.
That's pretty good, huh? All right, check the blog out right now, 995QIK.com. It is under the Morning Crew section, and you can check out all of those six cereals. All of those six cereals.
And they're only selling it for one day only. So
jeez,
if
the pressure's on.
One day. So if you want it, you better head over to 995QIK.com.
Yeah, share that link and see what all your friends and coworkers think about that.
99.5 Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
We're talking about how we spend over $2,000 a year in impulse buys, and then we wind up regretting it. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. You know, Melanie, you had vases that you bought that was an impulse buy. You're taking those back. Kevin bought a game, a video game. He never even used it. That defines impulse buy. Didn't even try it out.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Make today, like, maybe it could be your goal. Like, go do it.
I'm in the middle of another one, no.
Well, can you just, no?
Nah.
All right.
What about just returning it? Are you ever planning on playing it?
Probably not. I probably should just return it.
Or just,
I don't know.
I'm all sure right. that your wife is thrilled listening to this. Because are games? They're kind of expensive, right?
When they're
60
brand
bucks?
Brand new, 50, 60, 70 60. Bucks.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. Return it.
I bought a GoPro and I love it. Like, we have a lot of fun. When I pull that thing out with the kids, man, we jump in the pool, go to the beaches. I mean, that thing it's awesome. But I don't know. Maybe one day I'll just stop using it and that'll be a waste of, you know, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks or something. So we have people texting in about their impulse buys and how they feel like it might be a waste of money. Some of these are really interesting.
Yeah, so Jordan texted in that her husband came home with a TV 2 days ago. Here's the thing, quote, we already have four TVs in our house.
Four?
Yeah, but nothing's like a new TV.
I agree.
There's just something about that, isn't it?
I've never thought when I already had TVs that were functioning that I needed another TV.
Maybe this was a 4K and he had to have it.
That's
oh, he
right.
upgraded.
Yep.
Somebody said a 2010 Mustang GT, my best impulse buy. Went to get all four new tires and ended up trading in my Scion for another car. So,
yeah, cars, that is a big impulse buy. Mm-hmm. Cars and people, I mean, I tell you, I have friends, they just, every year and a half, it seems like they're buying cars. And I'm going, okay. But I think, though, that I get, like, if you're a car head, man, you're a car head. You're not talking yourself out of that. Some people love new cars. And you just have to have new cars. I get it.
Yeah, my brother's family, well, I've, you know, I have so many brothers. But
right.
My oldest brother, they love getting new cars all the time. And I've still had my 2012 since 2012.
And if you are in your car a lot, you want a new car.
Yeah,
so I sort of get
sense.
That. Keep the text coming in. Your impulse buys, 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Like California, where both these stories come from today. Let's start out with a Lyft driver who accidentally picked up a man who had just evaded arrest for a hit and run. Well, they didn't get far before police surrounded the car. Here's the Lyft driver.
The guy was just like, I'll pay you cash. I just want to get home. You could hear the desperation in his voice. I kind of already had like this gut feeling like this might be the person that they were looking for. I told him, don't you dare try to run out of this car because I have kids. I told him I'm not trying to get caught in the middle of no gunfire.
Right.
Not trying to get caught in the middle of no gunfire.
Well, she was trying to do the right thing, but that nutbag... He was arrested.
Well, good. I'm glad they caught him.
Me too. This guy also caught, and definitely a nutbag. He got caught breaking into someone's house. This was on Saturday night. All he was wearing was a bra and underwear. Yep, that's right. Him, bra and underwear. Here is the story from the homeowner.
My God, there's somebody who just ran out of the garage, and he's wearing nothing but bra and panties, and I thought... Are you kidding me? Is this a dream? Like, what is going on? Sounds funny, but when you think about it, it's really not, because had we not caught him at the same time, I have no idea what would have happened.
He was arrested for burglary as well as trespassing, indecent exposure, and I believe either a probation or a parole hold, one of the two.
The homeowner described it as maybe a dream. I think it'd be a nightmare, but either way, it's okay. It's whatever you're into, but the man is arrested. That is nutbags north of Florida, both in California today. So no matter what you're dealing with today, chances are... Not like this. Yeah, not like this. Brett Young, 99.5 QIK.